It's Kate, and I'm ready to go with I Love This Town. Today, our storyteller is Mikey from Ukiah, and I'm going to read Mikey's story to you, and I bet at the end of it you go, "Gah, I love living in a small town." Here we go. Mikey writes, "I was tired and in a hurry, and I tossed my coat on the side of the bed of my truck and went to work, and after working for an hour, realized I didn't have my coat. And my wallet was in my coat, and I panicked. I canceled credit cards, spent the rest of the day taking long breaks so I could look the neighborhoods I'd driven through, look through trash cans, and all fruitless efforts. While I'm doing that, my best friend thought to ask the Alvarez Brothers Auto Shop. Now, that's on the corner of State and Cherry in Ukiah. And my friend asked them if they had seen the jacket or wallet maybe around their place. And the folks at the Alvarez Brothers Auto Shop exceeded our hopes. They showed the footage from their morning security camera film. And, yep, there it was, sure enough. My truck going by with my jacket still on it. They were helping us to track it down. But before we had tracked it down, the receptionist at work in the evening said that my jacket had been found. The leather wallet was still in its pocket. It was a Spanish-speaking couple on the phone, and he handed that phone to me. I speak enough Spanish, I could get together with Jose and Lupe, and they described the bush where they'd found the jacket, and it was a ways in from where I had driven. But my wallet was there, and it had my ID in it, and though it was empty of cash, still had my unused credit cards. But since my ID was in it, they were able to track me down, these friendly, humble people who just were happy to reconnect me with my jacket and my wallet. I wanted to give them gift cards. I also had a couple of gift cards in my wallet, and they said, no, 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 no. They didn't want anything for it. They were just glad to help. And I told them, you know, you have no idea how much trouble you saved me to not have to stand in line at the DMV. And Mikey writes, with that end to the day, I wasn't tired or in a hurry at all. I love this town. Thanks, Mikey. Yeah. Love living in a small town, don't we?